Hey everyone, it's Halls Barks here, and today I get to talk with the beautiful and talented Amy Jo Palmquist. As a mom of two boys and one boy on the way, wife, model, business owner, nutritional coach, personal trainer, and spokeswoman, Amy Jo aims to inspire and motivate by building quality relationships and transforming people from the inside out. Amy Jo wears many hats, but she strives to be the best she can be in all of them. Amy Jo has been a certified personal trainer for over 12 years and has a Bachelor of Science degree in Exercise Science and Nutrition. She's been working as a model and spokeswoman with several companies over the past 10 years and is undoubtedly committed to excellence and thrives by motivating others to achieve their greatest potential, whatever the goal. Amy works with and has worked with several companies, including NutriShop, Nordic Track, Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Brooks Running Shoes, Anytime Fitness, Precor, and others, and has been featured on the cover of Strong Fitness magazine, Muscle and Fitness Hers, Runner's World, Runner's Insight, and in several issues of Oxygen magazine, as well as other publications. She states who she is through her three pillars of faith, family, and fitness, and I cannot wait to get to know this beautiful woman even more. All right, everyone. Today, we are blessed to be talking with the beautiful and talented Amy Jo. Hi, Amy Jo. How are you?
Hi, Holly. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being on. How is your day going so far?
Pretty good. It's a great day. I am in the middle of it right now. So definitely was excited to have a little break with you. So,
yay. So where are you?
I'm actually at my studio right now, in my office.
In which part of the world?
Oh, well, yeah, let's be a little more detailed. I am near Seattle, Washington. I'm actually in Olympia, the capital of Washington. So that's where I live.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. I am in
the Northwest.
Virginia.
Oh, really?
So we're close.
Yes, we are. Oh, very cool. Neat.
Is it cold there?
Yeah, it is. It is today. We're getting a little bit of rain, but you know, I mean, we're near Seattle. That's what we're known for. So we got to keep up our reputation.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we have listeners all over the world and all different climates and ways of life. Give us a little glimpse into what a typical day for Amy Jo looks like.
Well, I am a mom of two boys, a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old. I'm married. I've been married for 12 years. I'm a business owner. I own two different businesses. My husband has his own thing that he does. So really I'm kind of the main person that runs the two businesses. He helps, but he's not really, you know, in operations. So I own a personal training, and nutrition studio, private, studio. And then we also own a NutriShop, which is a supplement store.
Very cool.
So both keep me very busy along with, keeping two boys alive, and a large husband fed. So that's that. I'm really consumed with all of that. And then, you know, other things. I love to travel and you know, have other side jobs and things that kind of take me elsewhere and give us chances to travel. But my day-to-day really is, you know, raising my kids and, you know, being here for the two businesses.
Awesome. So you are close and you're in your businesses every day?
Yeah, pretty much. We have about 8 different trainers, and then I have a couple of people that run the store for me. So, you know, I still take clients because my degree is exercise science and nutrition. So I still have, you know, a clientele list as well. But most of my day is, you know, scheduled for marketing, you know, any kinks or things with the business and things like that. So I got to schedule in my workout too to get any time for mom.
Totally. And what came first, the NutriShop or the training?
The training did. Yeah, that was my first passion, really. I mean, coming from a very athletic background, I was a collegiate volleyball player and went on to, you know, get my I double majored in exercise science nutrition. So that was really my first passion. Was I knew I just wanted to have something private for individuals who could come that didn't feel comfortable working out in a big gym setting. Mm-hmm. You know, and just being able to build relationships, you know, with every person that walks in this door and truly care about them. I just wanted to provide a very safe and private place for that type of clientele. So that was my main goal. Yeah.
And so then when do you fit in your own training?
It's different every day. Yeah. Some mornings, you know, you're up and at it and you're like, okay, there is not going to be any time for me today. So I have, you know, home equipment. I recommend that for any mother, my word, to have stuff at home because you never know, you know, what's going to happen. And so there's some days I'm like, man, I got to get up and just, you know, get my sweat on early and then I don't have to worry about it for the rest of the day. But then there's other days where, you know, you got to get up and you got to get everybody ready for the day. And, you know, you know, okay, I'll have some time later. So every day is just so different, but I literally have to schedule it in like I would, you know, an appointment or a client.
And so then if someone is at home or a new mom, what are some of the like main pieces that you would say, hey, you can do everything or you can do whatever you need with just these few pieces, you should have them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I get that a lot, you know. I mean, I think that's something that's like, you know, what's going to be a space saver, most, you know, money efficient, and give me, you know, most bang for my buck. I definitely say a treadmill. I think a treadmill is, especially where I live. I mean, I can't just jet outdoor all the time because of the weather. So having, you know, definitely having a treadmill. I mean, you can run on it, you can hike on it, you can just do so many different things, and that's very versatile. So I definitely have that. And then I have a weight, you know, 5 pounds to 40. And my gosh, you can do so much with just a set of dumbbells. And then I have about, 3 different kettlebells. And kettlebells are great because they're just, once again, so versatile. So literally that's really it, you know? But I would say having something, you know, things that you enjoy doing. I know one of my other clients, she loves TRX. And so invested in a TRX strap, and those are great for at home. I'm not a huge fan. Like, I'm not like, oh, I always want to get my workout on a TRX. I'll add it in here and there, but that's not something that I feel like I would be excited to use, you know, all the time at home. So I didn't choose that, but yeah, those are my top three.
I love it. So no matter what your day looks like, every day kind of, will contain some type of physical activity. There is no set fitness routine.
Yeah, no, you know, I have to do it honestly for it. It just becomes something that's just like your medicine. It's like your rejuvenation, your adrenaline, or stress relief. Like, it's not even sometimes it comes down to like, what day is it? Oh, it's leg day. It's like, dude, I just need to like exert today. You know, I mean, you need that. And so, you know, when life gets busy or you're not maybe preparing for a photo shoot or a show, you definitely, you know, just know, I mean, I every day I'm like that. I'm every day, 7 days a week.
Awesome. So then if you book something like a project, how far out would you start to kind of, strategize your training and diet?
I would say, I mean, sometimes you have no control of those things when someone's like, hey, let's do something in, you know, 14 days. You're like, okay, let's do it. You know, and then you're on the fast track. But, I would say I would definitely say, give me 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, you know? Obviously if you're like, I want to be like in the, you know, in a very confident, comfortable place, I would say 6 to 8 weeks, but I mean, you know, most of the time that's not how it happens.
No. And
you know, they're like, what are you doing tomorrow?
Totally. Yeah. So what is your nutrition philosophy on a daily? How do you, stay consistent when you're so busy? And is there a set type of like, are you, vegan or vegetarian or keto? Is there anything like that you follow?
I really have adapted to the flexible dieting, counting your macros. I've really adapted to that approach. And I think that's mainly happened just from years of, following, I feel like a very strict meal plan when I was younger. I mean, I'm 33, you know, and I started really in the fitness industry and competing and doing, you know, other photo shoots and things that required you to be in a certain shape, you know, at 19. And, so I think it was just a chunk of time, you know, where you just feel so handcuffed to a program. And, out of that, you know, I think that's who really values the flexible dieting approach the most, is those individuals who have felt kind of constrained, you know, to a specific program for a chunk of time, and then and experiencing flexible dieting, you know, allows you to feel this kind of freedom a little bit. So I've really developed that and enjoy, you know, counting macros. It's funny because although you follow something like that, I find myself eating very similarly almost every day. Mm-hmm. I'm not one that believes, you know, you don't need any carbs. I'm not really a keto follower. But just because of how active I am, you know, I feel much better. Blood sugar levels, my attitude, like my family loves me more when I have a balanced diet. And I just think what I'm preaching to other women, you know, I really want to be able to say, this is what I do, legit, you know, this is what I do, and want to inspire from, you know, your actions. But yeah, my nutrition is pretty much, you know, very flexible dieting. But like I said, you know, a lot of the days are, you eat very similarly, you know.
But nothing is off limits.
Yeah. No, nothing's really off limits. I mean, there's definitely a night of the week where my husband and I are like, we check out, man. We're like, it's important, you know, it's important for our relationship. It's important for our mindset. But I mean, a true flexible dieter never says like, I'm not counting, you know, but I mean, honestly, like my husband and I, we're like one night a week where we're like, we don't even really think about it. But at the same time, I'm not urged to, I feel binge or urged to, you know, go... Right. Overboard where the next morning I'm like, oh my God, I'm sick. It's a moment where you don't have to think about it, you know? That's nice.
Totally. And so then you said you started in fitness at 19. So what was the capacity that you started, and how did that start?
Sure. So I didn't start competing until later in my 20s. I started with a company, actually a running company that was looking for a model. And so I saw an ad, and it was for, Brooks Running Shoes and Moving Comfort, which is like a sports bra company. They were looking for a model, to do a photo shoot with. And so I kind of went to this audition out of, you know, your friends and your husband and people just saying, hey, you should go do this. You know, you'd be perfect for it. So it was in Seattle, drove to Seattle, went to the audition, and I got it. And they were like, oh, you know, like this is the shoot. We're flying down to San Diego. It's a week long. And so I did this shoot with them, and I was like, people get paid for this? Like it was really eye opening. You never really knew that there was something out there like that. And you know, you make good money, and that was my first experience into being in shape. Would actually, you know, it could be a career for you, you know. And that was something that opened my eyes to, okay, wow, like there's that out there. So I met a photographer. He connected me with a great agency in Portland, which is Sports and Lifestyle Unlimited. I signed with them, and ever since I was 20, they have, you know, been awesome to me, and really just funneling more jobs that are athletic driven, lifestyle driven. And that's really how I got my initial start, was there. So it wasn't even competing until a few years later. But that was my initial start there.
I love that. And then you're still with the company, or?
Yeah. I'm still with the agency. I have two agencies, which is, you know, Sports and Lifestyle, and it was definitely geared more towards, you know, I've gotten my jobs with Nike and Reebok and Adidas, and I've done some other things down there in Portland. And then there's also more of a higher end fashion, which is in Seattle, an agency there. But you know, I mean, just what my interests are and just my body type, and you know, I definitely feel like I have a better fit and understanding with the sports company in Portland.
Absolutely. That's awesome to be with them for so long. Do you feel that it has transitioned because of social media and just the way that the industry has transitioned, that you are more adaptable to fashion now as well?
Yes and no. I mean, I do think that it's happening. Like, I do believe that that role for the fashion industry, and I mean, they're looking to kind of collaborate more in that area. So I have found that, but I've also found that it's slow, you know, it's slow to transition as well, because there's still the popularity of what, you know, New York brings and what they want and what that cookie cutter look is. And there's not a ton of in between yet, but yet I feel like that's happening. Like, it's on like the cusp, you know what I mean? Do you feel like that?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I see it with like, just with companies and influence and social media, that it's becoming more and more less about how young and how skinny you are, and just more about how much leverage you have, really.
Right. Yeah. And they want real, you know, they want real. Totally. They're seeing how social media is. I mean, people are so way more honest than they ever were, and that's attracting people, you know? So they're catching on.
Yeah. Yeah. I think before, commercial was like a dirty word. Nobody really wanted to be like commercial looking. They wanted to be fashion looking. And now it's like, well, commercial is what sells. So it is, I feel that plays into the transition too. Awesome. Okay. So you're incredibly talented and accomplished. What are the key factors that have contributed to your success to date?
Wow. Well, I would say the number one thing is my faith. I'm, you know, a believer in God, and I definitely have found confidence in that, and knowing, you know, the plan for my life and wherever this is going to take me is all about, you know, my belief in what God has planned for me. So that's a really big thing to me. My relationship with my husband is huge. He's my biggest fan, my biggest supporter, the one that has gotten me to do 9 out of 10 things in my life that's turned into, you know, a success. Because obviously we all need that individual that's outside of us that says, come on, you can do this, you know, like stop messing around and try something that you're afraid of, you know, you never know what can happen. So I'd say 9 times out of 10, he's encouraged me to do things that have really, shown success in my life. And also I think it's definitely, I've always just had, I think, a drive and and like whatever I'm passionate about, I'm just so driven about. I'm like, regardless of what passion it is, I'm just like, I'll just be like a freaking bulldog, man. And I'm like, that's what I want. I'm going for it, and I'm going to get it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, so I'd say I'm very driven. But it's also, I feel like I focus it very well into exactly what I know I'm passionate about and exactly what my niche is. And trying to not, you know, necessarily be something I'm not, and waste time in areas where I feel like, you know what, that's just not who I am, and I don't want to, you know, that's not my strength. Mm-hmm. So I feel like those are probably my top three things you know, have really made me very, you know, successful in the areas I feel like I'm good at. So
those are amazing things. And so then you said, if you are saying you can't do that, maybe your husband is encouraging you to do that, your support system. Has there been something in the past that has stood in your way of succeeding and living the life of your dreams?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, I felt like even, you know, having kids, I mean, it's definitely been a huge obstacle. And, you know, you look at other women who don't have kids, and, you know, you're able to see a little bit more, you know, freedom and the way that they can just take off and, you know, maybe go do certain things, or the other opportunities that have presented themselves where, and it's not to say like somebody's good or bad, you know, it's just life choices, right? You know, it's totally. Like you chose to become a mom at this age, but I feel like definitely having a family, you know, they're your priority. And so a lot of times you don't get to do the things that, you know, maybe mom wants to do or wants to excel in or wants to go take that job, but it's 3 days over your kid's basketball game or birthday, or, you know, I mean, and you have to say no to it. You know, it might be great money or a great career advancement, but your heart just tells you, it's like, that's not right. I can't see myself doing that. But at the same time, the career part of you is like, oh my gosh, like that would be huge. You know? So there's definitely been, I would probably say, you know, anywhere from, you know, 8 to 10 incidences that I can relate and say that's happened for sure.
And it was always family first.
Yeah. I definitely have the conversation with my husband because he's kind of the sounding board. You know, I think people need someone like that in their life, someone who's going to hold you accountable. And, there's been moments where he said, no, I mean, I can help out. I can cover this. Don't worry about it. You do need to go. But that's also, you know, okay, he's saying that, but then you also know maybe another thing inside your heart, you know?
Right.
But I would say probably majority of the time we're agreeing on the same thing, you know, like it's not worth it. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it usually isn't worth that sacrifice.
Yeah.
How do you,
those things are so temporary too. No, that's okay.
Absolutely.
I was gonna say, just a lot of those things, those moments are temporary, you know, and it's like, man, your kids and your family is a legacy. And when you choose to become a mom, when you choose to become a parent, that's what you're saying, you know, you're saying I'm going to sacrifice a lot of other things in my life for you, you know?
So how do you continue to invest in yourself daily to be the lead in the industry?
I would say that you have to keep yourself relevant and you have to find, you have to partner with people and you have to, keep yourself relevant by creating a niche for yourself. I mean, what is it that you are good at? You know, what is it that your strengths at? What is it that you're really passionate about? And, I think what I love to do is I'm an educator and I feel like I really want to build relationships with people. And that's more of my main focus. I love to do photo shoots. They're so motivating. They're so much fun. I mean, I love them and I'll do them till the day I die, I swear. Uh-huh. But there's just a piece of it for me that is still like, man, I want to be making a lasting impression on it with people. And so that makes me think, okay, well, how does that evolve, you know, for my social media? How does that evolve for, you know, what I write about or who I choose to partner with? Well, I need to find, you know, like-minded individuals or like-minded companies and stick with that goal and then make yourself, you know, relevant in those ways, you know, by educating others or investing in others or encouraging others. So yeah, that's really my main goal, you know, moving forward, and how I'm going to continue to drive and keep myself relevant, you know, in this ever-changing fitness industry. So
absolutely. And so then relevance means collaboration and educating and creating platforms so that you can spread your message. So what are the collaborations that you are working on right now to help with that relevance?
Sure. I mean, owning your own business already, you know, I mean, you have such an impact and an influence. Mm-hmm. You have a platform with that. And yes. So I feel like I've really, you know, just grown in just locally. But then there's the next level, you know, it's like, okay, if you feel like you've accomplished that and can continue to grow that, the other way is obviously to partner with more national brands or more national people that can help spread your message, like you're saying, in a greater capacity. So, I've been a part of the NutriShop supplement stores. I've been a part of their athlete program for almost 8 years now, 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. Partnering with them, like, once again, like-minded company, incredible company with incredible morals and integrity, who work hard for everything that they have and are all about education, you know, all about educating and making sure that you walk into one of their stores and you feel like it's a wellness center, not just a supplement store trying to hack supplements at you.
Yes.
So I feel like, you know, a company like that is someone I want to partner with and be with, you know, for a long time. Also Strong Fitness Magazine. I've partnered with them. I hold a strong camp at my location every year in June. It's a 2-day, straight women's camp only, women only. And we, focus on encouraging, educating, giving them a killer workout, bringing in special speakers and individuals. I'm also a writer for the magazine, so I have an article. It's called The Quickie. So I write for them, and I feel like those are two great companies that I've really partnered with that have, you know, not only helped me advance, you know, my career as well, but also just like you said, you know, helped me to get my own message out and influence, you know, influence other women who are in a similar position as you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been to one strong camp and I loved it. I was in Vancouver and it was incredible. It was hard and it was emotional and it was memorable. It was everything that you kind of needed to come together and like just kind of increase, maybe shed a layer and increase a layer. So I love that.
Yeah. And then,
NutriShop, love them. Do you think that you'll start another one? Is there any, would you want to open another NutriShop or?
Well, it's not a matter of like, do I want to? I think like the drive and the vision is there. It's honestly, you just start to feel like there's one of you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's part of, you know, like one step at a time. And there's one little side thing right now. I am currently pregnant with my third boy. So,
congratulations.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you. It was definitely a surprise.
The third one is a welcome surprise. I was a third surprise.
Wow. they say like the best kind of oops, you know. kind of cute. I know. Not funny. So that's why I kind of feel like right now, like you asking me that question, I'm like, oh my word, Holly, slow down. I don't know how much more I can take on my plate.
I'm just asking because I am I'm a franchisee. So I always knew when we opened our first one, it was a vision of, okay, well, we wanted to ultimately own multiple.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I feel like that would be the direction like this going, especially having two businesses. You know, it's like the chances of both of them or one of them, you know, duplicating is very high. It's just a time in life, you know, mm-hmm. You just got to have that time in life where you are, you feel like you can take that on and you want to hit it. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Sure. Oh, I love that. Cool. So what are a few tips and tricks that you follow to successfully maintain your incredible physique year round?
I think that having accountability is huge. I will occasionally hire a coach. Mm-hmm. And that's seriously, like, I will tell everybody that. I'm like, I don't care how far along you get, like the best in the world are hiring coaches. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, come on. Don't be so prideful that you think that like, you know, you don't need one, because it can refine you and help you and bring forth other ideas, you know, mm-hmm. All while keeping you accountable. I mean, I'm sure, you know, it's like, if you got to get outside your head, you know? Mm-hmm. So I have found that when I'm really, you know, really serious about a project or a photo shoot or something coming up, I hire a coach. And I just also have found balance. I mean, more balance. I mean, what balance do we really have? But I mean, after I think a stage of competing and a stage of just going so hard, 110% in one direction, and I wouldn't trade it for the world, but you do leave that area of life saying, you know, I need to find a way to stay fit, be happy, and be in line with my goals, you know? So I think eventually, like, it probably took a good year, a solid year after saying, okay, I'm done with competing. Like, I need to move on, but I need to really find something that I believe in and that can help keep me in shape year round. It's healthy for me, you know? So yes. that took a good year, but I would say that's definitely a big piece of it. And then I feel like I'm always kind of, you know, like I told you earlier, like if I was serious about something, it'd be 6 to 8 weeks, you know, but yet at the same time, I know like I could say, okay, 2 to 4 weeks, I'd feel comfortable, you know, mm-hmm. Being like photo shoot ready. So, I would say that I think the flexible dieting really helps. It's something that works for me. I mean, like I tell all my clients, I'm like, this doesn't have to work for you. There's so many different ways of doing things, but, that really helps. And then also, I mean, I've got a gym in my office, so that helps.
There's no excuses.
I know. I'm like, I look out the door and there's all these great, you know, awesome classes and mm-hmm. pieces of workout equipment. You can't turn your back on that. So.
No. yeah. And so then what projects are you excited about right now? And what is next for you other than the big announcement that you just made?
I know, right? Should I have opened with that? I kind of feel like that was like... I feel like I'm like, man, hi, I'm Amy Jo, and I'm having a third voice. I don't know. I was like, I don't know.
Hi, I'm Amy Jo. I'm pregnant. I am with I know.
That's like, I don't know. That's like a opening thing. I don't know. No problem. But I am super excited about my upcoming Strong Camp. I'm really excited about that in June. Like, we have a DJ come out. Oh. We have like an esthetician come and we have a makeup gal come and like, it's like what? Legit. Like,
no, that wasn't at mine. I got to come to this one. I want the bougie strong can, really.
I know, right? Yeah. We get spray tans at the end. We do spray tans for the girls at the end.
Oh my God. Yeah, send me the details. I would love to. I want to share this on my social media. Yeah.
Heck yeah. Definitely. Definitely. It's just a blast. I mean, I just love it. I love the camaraderie and the excitement and the friendships you leave with. So I'm so stoked about that. I really am. I'm also really excited just about what is, you know, happening. I think just with the business in itself. I mean, just the growth that is happening and the lives that are being touched every day that, you know, people come in here. I mean, I don't do a whole lot of online stuff. I love working with people face to face. So I'm really excited just about what my businesses are doing. And also what NutriShop is doing. I mean, they really are. I mean, I think people talk a lot about like, gosh, the supplement industry, it's interesting. You know, it's like, is it all going to go online? Is it all going to be, you know, in stores? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people start to think about that because of the opportunities that you can shop online. But I truly believe that they're doing definitely some like big things in the industry. So it's exciting to be a part of a company that is always trying to push forward and be creative and find new ways to help people. I'm I'm also just excited to get back into shape now. Oh my God. Like the moment you become pregnant, you're like, oh my God, I just want to be lean again, man. So it's like, it seriously is the toughest part. I mean, I'm so excited to have a third kid, but when you're used to being in shape all the time, it really messes with your head, you know?
Yeah. I can only imagine. Like, I don't have any kids, but I can only imagine. And I just give everybody credit that is like banging them out and then back in shape. I know it's a lot of hard work because it's a lot of hard work to maintain it when you don't have any like lapses. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And at first you're kind of like, oh my word, this is kind of a cool reason to like just chill out for a bit, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's like seven days. And then, and then you're like, think about it. If you like had a week off, right? Like mm-hmm. you just go on a vacation, like not working out at all. I mean, in 7 days, dude, you're like ready to like pit bull it back to the gym, you know?
Yeah. Especially mentally.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. For sure. So,
what is the must-have trait that you look for in a partner?
Oh wow, we're taking a right turn here, Holly. Okay, in a partner. Something. Wow. Okay. So, well, because there's so many different things. Are you talking more physical, or do you want to go more
like physical? The love of your life? Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I would definitely have to say smile, man. Teeth. Smile, and if you have bad breath, dude, you're out.
Yes.
You're so out. I can't even explain to you. But I do have to say it's a close tie with someone who's tall. Someone who's like at least give me, like, I gotta be in heels and you still have to be taller than me. That's kinda big. So I would definitely say smile, good breath, like just the full mouthpiece thing. You gotta have that going on. And then the tall, like having somebody be tall, that's awesome. That's,
how tall is
that's
your
a real winner. 6'5".
Oh, mine is too. Mine's 6'6". But
what?
Yeah. And he made me laugh. I knew that he had a heart. Yeah, totally. Love it. And how long
have you been together? We know how to do them, Holly.
Yes. How long have you guys been together? You've been married for 12 years, but how long have you been together?
We dated for 3, and then we've been married for 12. Wow. So, yeah, I met him when I was 17.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Is, like, he the longest, like, or not the longest. Did you have any serious in your past life? Did you have any serious relationships before him?
I did. I had, I had like one serious boyfriend like before him, but you know, I mean, you're in high school, you know, mm-hmm. so it was, I think everybody had a boyfriend and girlfriend in high school, man. I don't think I had any friends that didn't, but, so I just had like one, but, that was it. I didn't have much time to date. I fell like right in love, head over heels. So.
Oh, I love that. What is your must have beauty product?
Oh man. Okay. So I absolutely love, tinted moisturizer. I'm like, I think it's huge. I think that's a huge one to have, like, because I'm not the type, I'm like, I wash my face at night, I moisturize at night, but like in the morning, I'm like, I forget that stuff, man. I'm like, seriously, you're supposed to wash your face again. Like, my sister is an esthetician, my younger sister is. And she told me that when she got out of school, and I'm like, you're supposed to do what again in the morning? You're supposed to wash your face again. Do people do that? Like, yeah. It was like, I know. I'm like, who has time for that? So, I have really invested in a good tinted moisturizer, and that was like her tip. And I love that because it's like kind of just, it makes you feel like you're starting your makeup, but yet you're moisturizing today, and it has the SPF in it too. So yeah.
What brand go-to. Do you use?
I love the NARS okay. brand.
Cool.
They have a solid one. They've got really good options.
Wicked. Yeah. Because I wash my face at night, and well, I cleanse and wash, and then I cleanse and wash in the morning again. And then I don't wear any makeup, and that would be nice to have a little bit of coverage, but not be committed to, okay, I'm not putting on makeup.
Exactly. And it's still like, they talk about it being breathable for your pores, and it's not like clogging anything, like if you're going to go work out, it's like the perfect solution. Yeah.
Wicked. What is your must-have workout gear?
Must-have workout gear. Okay. I'm totally obsessed with Adidas shoes right now. So they've got they're so comfortable.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Which ones?
Oh my gosh. Okay. How many? I don't even know which ones. They're like, they're the newer ones right now. I wish I knew. Gosh, I wish I could like pull it up right now. I'm afraid I'm going to lose you if I go to my web browser. But they're like the new ones that, they have, they're like, everyone is like talking about them right now. They're so comfortable.
Do they have like the mesh, like, or the fishnet kind of feel, or?
Yes. A little bit. Yeah. They are like, you can run in them, you can lift in them. They're so comfortable. And Adidas hasn't, like, they're making a comeback right now. So I feel
know,
like,
totally. I'm choosing them over Nikes every day.
See, I told you, I knew it. They're super comfortable. And like, they're going back to their classic. Remember the old Adidas classic look with the jackets and the pants? I'm so into Adidas right now. It's bad.
I wear Adidas every day too, but I cannot for the life of me think of what my shoes are called. But seriously, yeah, they're like, they're rotten. I've had to take out the insole. And so I need a new pair, obviously. But what is your favorite app?
Oh, my favorite app. Oh my gosh. That's a toughie. That's a really toughie. It depends on what. I mean, my time in my life right now, I'm like, Uber Eats, baby. Uber Eats. the back to that Prego diet, man. Uber Eats. I would say, all right. And other than like the social media ones, you know, like I love Instagram, I love Instagram. I think, I probably, use that, and, you know, I use Uber though. I feel like I use Uber a lot. Mm-hmm. Those would be the two. That's a tough one. There's so many.
No,
oh my
those
gosh.
Are great ones. Yeah. What's in your gym bag?
So the things in my gym bag are the tinted moisturizer I was talking about, that's from NARS. I definitely have chapstick in there. I always have an extra pair of shoes and a shaker bottle. Usually just some other like packets of amino acids, protein powder. You know, you can get like the single packet serving. So stuff like that. But not much else than that. I usually always will travel with resistant bands too. So like if I'm traveling, I'm in the gym, you never know what gym's not going to have, you know, stuff like that. So it's, I always have with me for sure. Yeah.
And a bucket list adventure or travel destination?
Australia. My husband and I have always planned on going to Australia. I want to see like everything. So I would say probably another year or two. We're gonna make that happen. But I mean, when you go over there that far, you gotta plan at least a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we want to do that for sure. I want to see all those awesome beaches over there.
Yes, it looks beautiful. I have never been, but it's on my bucket too.
Oh, good.
Any last notes and the best way that we all can engage with you?
Well, first off, you can check out either one of my websites, transformationpt.com or amyjopalmquest.com. Also, I'm on Instagram, Amy Jo Fitness, and Facebook is my full name, Amy Jo Palmquest. And I'm also in the monthly issue that I write, the Quickie article in the Strong Fitness magazine.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Amy Jo. And seriously, send me those details for the Strong Camp. And if I can't join, I will make sure that the ladies that follow me will be able to come. If it's not full.
Oh my gosh, Holly. No, I appreciate it. Definitely. I will shoot you over the details shortly. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. You're so amazing.
Oh, you are too. And have a great day. Thanks, Amy Jo. Bye.
Bye-bye.